Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. She responds to Elul Nishmas from Moshe Harris Etzal. We're holding in Yuma Daf Nun Dalid in the Art School of Hodor edition, Perek Shmini in the middle of Alocha Gimel. We're starting the Amud Aleph, a few lines at the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Avo B'Shav Yichon Oichel Kilei Hakerim Loike. Someone eats kilaim that was planted in a vineyard, he gets malchus. Someone who eats the chita truma, the wheat of truma, is loike. And the chiddush is, even though it's not eating the normal way of eating, usually you don't eat wheat, but if he's eating raw wheat, he gets malchus. Also, someone who drinks the vinegar of truma is loike, even that's not the normal way of drinking. So I ask the Gemara, Tani, someone eats the vinegar of Trumo, he pays the Karen like anyone who steals. Doesn't pay the extra 25%, they have to pay for Trumo, because that gets it to be eating. Similarly, someone eats raw wheat, he pays the value, he doesn't pay the extra 25%, because that gets it to be eating. So it's a question what we said before, even not derech achil or chayov. And continues the Brisa, Rebbe Yomer Eman Ishu Misham Kehem Chaimish, according to Rebbe, he is Chayav, it's considered to be Achilo. So the Gemara says, you want to tell me Rebbe Yochanan goes like Rebbe? So the Gemara, Vimer B'Shem Avami, Moidim Chachomim L'Rebbe, Megameh Chaimit Shachumo L'Acher Tibuloi. If someone drinks Chaimitz after he ate food, after his meal, he does Misham Kehem Chaimish, Shachaimitz Meshivas HaNefesh. Because drinking vinegar after the meal, that's a normal Dech Achilo, because it makes a person feel good after eating a big meal. The Gemara goes back to our sugyo tinoikos ein mani musim Yom Kippur, and the Mishnah says that you don't make kids fast on Yom Kippur. And the end of the Mishnah said, Ava mechalchim oisom, koidim shorim koidim shtayim. So the Gemara explains how you read the last sentence. So the Gemara, avchuno pasom astiso tinoikos ein mani musim Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim. Children, there's no inui. And in addition, ein mechalchim oisom, which means they don't do inui, you don't even do a chinuch for them to go and make them practice on fasting. Meaning 1 year before they become adults, or 2 years if they're healthy, so then you already do chinuch. That's one way to explain it. So he explains it. There's no inui Yom Kippurim, meaning fasting a full day. But you do chinuch. You teach them to fast a few hours. 1 or 2 years before adulthood, mashlimim. Then they have to do a full day. Adeichon, until when? Meaning, if you do chinuch before 1 year or 2 years before adulthood, what age you start the chinuch? Rav Akiva bar Chinuch, Rav Yaakov Bahidi b'Shem, Rav Shimon ben Chalafto, kevin teisha kevin eser. 9 or 10 years old, 9 for a girl, 10 years old for a boy. That's when you start chinuch to teach them to fast. Halacha Daz, look, the Mishnah, Uboro Sheiricho, a pregnant woman who smelled and she wants to eat, Machilim Oiso, Chetoshu Navshe, give her to eat until she feels better. Choyle, someone who's sick, Machilim Oiso, Pibikim, you give him to eat based on what the doctors say. Imenshim Bikim, Machilim Oiso, Piatswe, Chirim Adai. If there's no doctors, you listen to the sick person himself. If he says that he wants to eat, you feed him until he says, I don't need it anymore. Says the Gemara in Daf Nudal, Amud Beis. In the beginning, you don't give her the actual food, you just give her the sauce. If that's good enough for her, I off, that's okay. If Rav Chaim explains that we're talking here about any Isser, or we're talking about Yom Kippur as well, that there's a difference between the sauce and the food itself. Two pregnant women came in front of Rav Tavron. Shalom Gamon trained Talmidim, he sent two of his Talmidim. Omar loin azulun v'amulon. Go, he told him, go tell these women in their ear, tsoim rabu, it's Yom Kippur, so the babies will calm down. Amrin l'kadmaya, they told the first mother, v'shodach, and he relaxed. V'kori alayim v'betan imi keiliyata. Already as a pregnant woman, I mean as a baby doing pregnancy, he already recognized Hashem. V'hamin tanyone to the second woman, v'loy shodach, he did not relax. So they called the name Zori Rishoyim Mirechem, told me betem the very cause of, meaning there's Rishoyim that start from the womb. Says the Gemara, the sick person says, I can fast. The doctor says he can't. You listen to the doctor. The doctor says, I think he can handle it. But the sick says, I knew I need to eat. You listen to the choyle, he knows best. All that we said now, that was clear. Latzucha de loy. I mean, the question would be, Choy loyim yocholoni. He says, I can handle it. For your wife, loyim, and your dad. That says, I'm not so sure. I don't know for sure not. I don't know for sure yes. In that case, now it's like a sofik nefashos. They call sofik nefashos doich the Shabbos. I don't know. I doich Shabbos and doich Yom Kippur mi sofik. Halacha is zok the Mishnah mishoch zoy bulmus. Bulmus is a sickness that a person is very hungry. Is that in a certain attack on the body that when he's in that stage of hunger, he can die from it. So a person who has that bulmus. You're given to eat even something which is tame until his eyes lit up and he's back to himself. If one was bitten by a mad dog, you don't feed him from the liver lobe of the dog, which is a type of refuah that you do for a mad dog, because it's not clear that it's a refuah. He says you could, that's considered to be a refuah. Someone who has a sickness in his mouth, you can put medicine on Shabbos. If it's in the mouth, it's an internal sickness, it's a sofik nefashos, sofik pikuach nefesh. She calls sofik nefashos doich the Shabbos, maybe you're not sure, it's doich Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, Mishenoflo olam apoilis. There is a building or a wall that collapsed and a person is underneath it. Safek usham, safek usham. You're not even sure if he's there. Safek chai, safek meis. It could be he's already dead. Safek nochri, safek yisrael. It could be he's not a Jew. Mefak chimolov, you can remove the stones. You can pick it up and remove the rubble to find the person. Matsu chai, you see he's alive. Mefak chimolov, you continue removing the stones. Fi meis, but if you found, you see the person is dead, yenichu, then you leave it. You don't continue removing the rubble. How do I know someone who's sick, he has bulmos, you can feed him something which is truma? He says by David the Melech that he was hungry, he didn't eat for 3 days and three nights. They gave him to eat, and it was not enough. They gave him the basic food, it was not enough. They gave him bread, water, but that was he was only mayor Einov, only when he gave him the fruits. It says that David Melech Hazor was running away. He came to Achimelech the Koyin and he gave him from Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim is 12 breads, each one is Shteis Trainis, together 24. And he ate because he was in that stage of hunger, that's why he ate Kodesh. Continues the Gemara Daf Nunam with Aleph. Reuchon not to say Ken. Reuchon had that condition that he was in Bulmus. The Ochel Madashka Kadamo, he ate whatever was in front of him. So Chaim says, the Mashmo says he ate Dover Isser. The Koran Aloy HaChochmo Techaya Baaleo. Because he had the Chochmo, he knew to eat it. Tani ma'achil musoi es hakoyil bikal. You try to give him the easier iser first. What's called in the Bavli, hakala kal tchilo. So if it's in front of an avail of a truma, ma'achil musoi mitruma. Truma comes first. Tevel v'shviz, tevel that with truma or shmita, ma'achil musoi shviz. Chalo v'orlo, we don't know. Tzricho, we don't know what to do. My basic sheet to come here of bo, so I ask if in front of a bo, truma ba'avoin miso. You said truma and nevel, give it to eat truma. Why truma? Nevel is a loisase. Truma is chay miso. Meaning, there's no truma samaisus today. It's only they accept amiso, accept it on himself to do truma samaisus today. Even though we do rice, you don't have it. So because it's only derabanan, therefore I allow him to eat truma before I allow him to be oiver a loisase midoraiso of a nevelo. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Nun Dalet.